Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines.
Welcome to Freedom Bound, a decade of radio without barriers. Hello and welcome to Freedom Bound again. Hi, I'm Tony.
And I'm Dave.
Welcome to another edition. What have we got for you today? Well, I'll be talking to Dave shortly about some conferences up in Brisbane. We've got an interview with an extreme right-wing leader.
Yes, William Van Wiel. It was quite scary interviewing that man, I tell you what.
Sounds like it too. Now, where have you been just lately? There was a conference, I believe, up in Brisbane, a four-day conference on disabilities, and you went up there for it, Dave.
Yeah, that's right. It was put on by a few groups up in Queensland, but the main group was Access Arts. They ran a conference called the Art Ability Conference, and they got myself up and our band.
I believe you went up with the whole band as well.
Yes, with the
State of the Hilton.
Yes, we did. That was an extremely good deal. We stayed at the Hilton for $40 a night, would you believe? But we're up there, and it was quite a marvelous experience, especially meeting all the people from Queensland. They're quite into the happenings up there, and we.
So, what was the idea behind the conference?
Well, it was hopefully to get all the groups from around Australia, or especially in the eastern states, anyway. So they could be some sort of
disability.
Yeah, some sort of cohesion going, so you know we could really think how we were going to solve the 90s, you might say. Yeah, but there were workshops and there was quite a few discussions. But one marvellous thing out of it, this conference, we met this poet called Andrew McLean, and he actually played with us last Wednesday at Sydney at the State Library, and the preceding week in Canberra. It seems that the EEO, the Equal Employment Opportunity people
what's
in Canberra. Well, he's a great poet. He's sort of a beat poet, you might say.
Is he wheelchair bound?
No, well, he does use a wheelchair, he does use crutches. He had got run over by a car about 6 years ago, so he's he calls himself, he's got head injuries, but he's certainly an amazing poet, and he did some music, did some that words over our poetry. It was a bit like we working with Laurie Anderson, and we were playing new age jazz, stuff like that. And anyway, back to this conferences that are happening now with the EEO. It's called Focus on Ability. It's about getting people with disabilities working in the public service.
Something good come out of it? Was some positive?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, it's all good information to, you know, for the workers in the public service, and also, you know, for us to just can meet people and talk to them, yeah.
Is there certain names behind the other disabled groups? Was there a big representation there, or...?
Well, if we're talking about the one that the people from Canberra have organised, no. Well, ACROD was there, and a few organisations of that sort of standing. So it was, it was pretty well
sitting.
Yeah, sitting. Good point. Like in 2 weeks, we're going down to Melbourne to do the same sort of thing to launch these initiatives from the EEO. You know, so it's.
So what was raised, though, in the conference was mainly what was it dealing with, along what lines?
Is this one we're talking about, the Brisbane one?
The Brisbane
one. Oh, the Brisbane one, back to that one. Well, it was, the idea, the words behind it was taking us out of the sideshow and onto the centre stage.
The sideshow.
Yeah, the sideshow. And
just getting out there, was it about education? Was it about...
Well, these sort of conferences are all about, it's about absolutely everything. You know, you could use that old word holistic.
So access was involved.
Yeah, you know, but that's the point. If you're going to do anything, you have to get there. So that's all there. And there were music workshops, there were drama workshops, there were get together, you know, after the thing like that. You know, meeting new people, all the buzzwords like networking, all that sort of thing. That was happening. It was a wonderful experience. There's this is the time of year those conferences happen. You know, there should be a few. There's a few every year.
So, it sounds like it was a pretty full-on kind of conference.
Yeah, let's actually listen to a full-on song now by the.
We'll come back and chat some more.
Yeah, it's a song by the Hothouse Flowers. It's called Hard Stone City.
Yes, well, I'd just like to quickly mention 4 weeks ago when I gave my number on air, all the people that rang up, I'd just like to thank them. It was a great response. We're getting right into it, and that was to do with the access and to do with public transport.
Yes, thanks for well the done, listeners.
Yes, I mean, I was inundated with calls. I didn't expect that response. Letters came flushing in. Calls. I mean, the whole big get well cards. I mean, I wasn't sick. Were you sick, though?
No, I was
maybe sick. You sounded sick.
Yeah, I often do, actually. Yeah.
Well, actually, I think we're accused of hating able-bodied people.
Yes, hating uprights. Someone said that. But no, we love everyone.
We do.
Actually, this next interview is a person that all those people that hated us, maybe they could put their hate into this fellow, yes.
Maybe they can get their own back with this guy.
Yes, I'd say.
Well, this is an interview with... He's an extreme... right-wing man, but we'll play it, and you can make your own opinion.
With me today, I have William Van Wiel, chairperson of...
Chairman!
I'm terribly sorry. Chairman of the Australian extremist organisation called AEO. Excuse me, William, what initiatives are you launching here today?
Well, we are totally against... people with any sort of disability.
Oh.
We seem to go on the ideas that people were put on this earth to look perfect, not to be in the wheelchair, yeah?
And does that take in account of people who can't hear and blind people and things like that?
All sorts of disabilities are involved. But especially people in the wheelchair.
Especially people in chairs. I see. And how do you justify your views?
It goes back years ago. Years. God, he wanted it that way. It's all in the Bible. You must read it.
Which bits of the Bible? Excuse me.
People weren't in wheelchairs years ago. Were they hundreds of years ago?
But wasn't the wheel invented by a caveman because...
That was to get around.
Yes, in a wheelchair, I'm sure.
To perambulate,
ah.
Not people in wheelchairs. Why have imperfect people?
That is what I hope that we may discover today in this interview. So how many members have you in your organisation?
Currently, we have an estimate of about 1,000 people, and we are hoping today to recruit some new members.
Is that 1,000 people just in Australia?
Yes, that is Australia. We are only Australia-wide so far, but we are looking for, in the future, of getting some overseas members as well.
I see. And Mr. Van Wiel, how often does your organisation meet?
We meet currently every week. 2 meetings every month. No.
No, I've read you got that a little bit mixed up. I think...
1 meeting every week. Yes. That is it. On Wednesday night, we have 2-hour meeting. But that is, of course, with the board members. We can't always get together with the associate members.
I see. And excuse me, surely the average person isn't going to agree with your views? How do you...
Well, this is why we are here today. We are here to voice our opinions and to hopefully change some minds of a few people. I mean, it has to be that way.
It has to be, are you...
Of course, I mean, I justify it, of course I do.
Right, but...
I think they all should either be put in one area in the country, like out in the middle of somewhere.
Auschwitz.
Or Auschwitz, the Australian Auschwitz, yeah!
Well, yes, you have every right to your opinion. Don't you think that the disabled have some rights, though?
Yes, they have one right. And that is to all be living together in somewhere like the camp you suggest. Out in Alice Springs somewhere maybe, yeah? Or maybe not in the country. Ship them all to Tasmania. Gas them.
Maybe they could gas them on the way over. Is that what you're advocating, on the boat? Or not? Or do you think you'd like to treat them humanely? Or what's...
No, they are subhuman, yeah?
I see. But shouldn't you have some empathy for the disabled community?
No, how does they get there? Is they born like this, or...?
Well, actually, some people have been born that way, but some people have accidents.
That is their fate.
That
and they have to live with that, and why should I?
Do you think you yourself are perfect in every way?
Perfect in a sense, yeah. You know, we have, we all have our little mistakes, and but yes, yes, we are. We are the perfect people. We are the Aryans.
Oh, I see now. So what do you think makes a good recruit for the Australian extremist organisation?
Somebody who has same ideals as me, who would like to see a peaceful, happy country.
Right.
And to not have these other little problems of access and silly problems. We should just get on with life.
So you're saying that you'd like to see a happy country, but you don't want anyone else to see a happy country.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say that?
I didn't say that. I say happy for everyone. You're not hearing me, man.
Could you remove your hands from my throat?
Oh, excuse me.
Thank you. And how can people join your organisation? Like today you're launching all these...
We have an initiation period.
Oh, I see. And
Not everybody can come straight in. We have to make sure they have the same ideals, the same views, the same everything as us.
And what about the accent? The same accent?
So mine is... I've been working on this one for years. I don't expect everyone's to be as good, but there must be some element of foreignness about it.
Mr. Van Wiel, I'd like to ask you about some of the issues.
You can call me William if you like.
Okay, Bill. I'd like to
William!
I'm sorry. I'd like to ask you some questions about some particular items of interest that our listeners would perhaps find very interesting. What do you think about the taxi service for people with disabilities?
Well, I know they are complaining about it. I don't see a problem. What is wrong with waiting 1 hour or 2 hours to get home, yeah? As a matter of fact, I do not think it should be there.
So you're adamant about that? No.
Adamant? What is this Adam Ant? Isn't he not a rock star, yeah?
Yes, well, no.
Adamant.
What I actually mean...
Adam Ant.
William, what I actually mean is you saying that people with disabilities should stay at home. Is that right?
Yes. Why have a taxi service? I realize now they do inconvenience the disabled by something like 1 or 2 hours, yeah? But they should not exist. Why have it? I mean, then they don't need to go out. I mean, they're then mingling with people like me.
I see. And you don't want to be associated with
Why this? Should I?
Maybe it may do you good, do you think?
You are starting to annoy me now. You are purposely putting questions to me to get my attention up, to get me aroused somewhat, and I'm not taking kindly to this.
And what will you do?
There is nothing. I have to finish this interview now. I'm pulling the mic off. I've had it. You are sympathetic towards the cause of the disabled, and that is it. I finished the interview. Thank you. I'm sorry, but that is it. No more. I've had it. You stop it, and if you play this, I will sue your pants off. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Goodbye.
Yes, well, he certainly sounded like an interesting guy, Dave. Very opinionated. What was it like interviewing him?
Well, you know, do you have to...
Is he serious? Deadly serious?
Well, he was. That was the whole point, you know. It was certainly an experience for me.
I believe he spent a day or two in hospital after that.
No, it wasn't a day. It was a night. It wasn't just a night in the observation in CAS. Yeah, but...
Got a bit vicious, a bit out of hand, did it?
It did, just towards the end, just after I turned off the tape recorder. I had to move pretty quick. He moved a little bit quicker for a while, but then some nuns...
The sound man is still in hospital.
Yeah, the sound man's in hospital, but some nuns did come to my rescue. Yes. Mm-hmm. I really hope they make a habit of that.
So we might keep an eye on
the exploits of this man.
About what is going on. And I'd never heard of that organisation before, but yeah, we'll keep you posted on that.
Yes,
and
the AEO.
So we might go to another song.
Beware. Yeah, this is a song by World Party, God on My Side. I just hope Mr. Van Wheel listens to this tune.
Well, I've seen you out there parading in the streets of your distant land, in your strange caps and clothing, shouting, I don't understand. But you look so loaded. It's something I can't feel. Into some God action. Maybe yours is real. 'Cause I'm falling. I need your as you narrow the meaning of free. And I dream of a world that is tidy and a church full of my peace. And I wonder about the suppression that you get when you're down on your knees.
Do you ever find yourself in this position? Having trouble? Yeah, try one of these. They work for me.
Okay, thanks. Oh.
Megalax always gets results.
Yeah, that was a little ad. Here we are back again. I might just like to mention, we're just about finished with our show this week. I was talking, was it about 4 weeks ago? It was the last time we were on, though Friend of Man was on 2 weeks ago, but it wasn't us doing it. About the SCG, I was saying, well, things have progressed a little since then, and I mean, it's all been improved, the modifications. For all of you that have sat up in the Bronco stand in the area for the disabled, I might just quickly fill you in, the seating arrangement wasn't all that adequate in the fact that people sat down in front of you, all the people you're going with, the companions I'm talking about, so that you were sort of cut off in a sense. And I might just like to say thank the SCG Trust for their quick response to that, and they are currently looking at some changes, and we're going to be getting some better arrangements in the way that we can get seating in such a way that, I don't know, for any of you that might have been at the entertainment centre at all, where the wheelchair moves in and there's also seating arrangement either side for the companions, whether they be able-bodied or not. So I'll fill you in the details as they come. It shouldn't be much longer before that's all completed. I'll keep you updated on that.
Sounds wonderful. I'm a bit of a sports fan.
Yes, we'll get down there, and nothing like hearing the leather off a bit of willow, was there?
Ooh, how's that?
Exactly.
We might end with a song from the Home album by the Hothouse Flowers.
Yes. So that's the end of our show this week, Dave. We were lacking a bit of information, but what we usually are, but...
So we'll see you next... We'll hear you next time. You see us next time, however it goes.
Yeah, Freedom Man will be back in 2 weeks. Thanks for listening to us.
So here's some good advice. Give it up.
Smiling, always love to see her. She means a lot to me, but I know she's got a hard time.